to preside over this meeting, even if we have different opinions. Give us unity and spirit and help us to listen to each other politely as others share their points of views. Help us to work as a unified team in combining ideas for a great outcome. May we have a spirit of camaraderie in this room and work together on our shared mission to make our city a greater place to live. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor
Pro Tem
Britt.
Here.
Council Member Abadaka.
Here.
Council Member Salazar.
Here.
Council Member Ryder.
Here.
Council Member Street.
Here.
Council Member Lyman.
Here.
Mayor Aldrich.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have no one to speak for citizen participation. So I will open 6A. At 6:34 on proposed budget for the 2021-2022 fiscal year. Is there anyone to speak
at 6:34? I'm sorry.
Would you like to let Tina make her PowerPoint first? And
okay.
Then they want to
all right.
Speak. Sorry.
Okay, with tonight being the budget public hearing, I will be going over the budget side of the slide. This is the latest of our budget work session. So the total revenue that we would come up with is $4,030,809, and then $600,000 transferred in from water fund to the general fund. The total expenditures is $4,966,678. So it gives us a deficit of $335,869. This is a recap of all the departments in the general fund. Council will be $13,000. Administration will be $371,520. Police department is $1,590,990. Court is $94,250. Fire and EMS is $1,167,755. Animal services is $166,557. parks is $201,245. Streets is $876,720. And in general operation is $506,311. So that will give you the total expenditures of $4,988,348. So here I'm going to be going over the capital outlay. Would it be the capital item for certain departments that ask for items? The police department asked for the symphony console for all the vehicles. For the dispatch. Okay, it's $103,000. The Vistacom recorder is $42,000. So the total capital for the police department is $145,000. The fire department is getting the tough books. That would be $12,000. And that is for three of them. Three tough books?
Yes.
Animal shelter, the only thing that's going to be capital expenditure is the installation of the shelter building, now that they got the AC last year, donated by John Wayne, so we need to insulate that building. The parks department, what we're going to do there is the Friendship parking lot patches, and that is $10,125. The street department, the only thing we have in the capital is $640,000 for the CDBG Allen Shepherd Drive. So this will give you a breakdown of the interest and sinking fund overview. So the collection for the valorem tax would be $498,663. Roughly about $50 for interest, but that could be going down or it can go up. So total will be $498,713 for revenue. The bond principal payment for next year is $270,000. The interest payment will be $215,925. And then, of course, we pay the agent fee every year, and $3,000 is allocated for that. So your total is going to be $488,925 for expenditures. So that gives you an excess of $9,788 for the interest and sinking funds. The capital project fund series for 2018, that's the Ackerman Road project. And the total that we received back in September of 2018, if you remember, would be $6,845,000. As of right now, as of July 31st, the capital project has $6,160,518. And total interest was $2,926. So total income right now, revenue, is $6,163,444. The only expense that we've done so far this fiscal year is $20,550. So that leaves you an ending balance of $6,142,894 at the end of July 31st. We will be voting on the tax rate and the budget on Thursday, September the 9th, at the regular meeting at 7 o'clock here at City Hall. It only requires one reading. one public hearing. Yeah. All I have for this.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Tina?
It says there's a second reading on the 23rd of September.
Right.
To approve the budget.
Okay. Second reading, not public hearing.
Ah, okay.
We used to have two public hearings on the budget, and the state law changed it to one.
Okay. So which day do we vote?
Well, you'll vote on the 9th. So our charter says we do two readings for the budget and the tax rate. Well, we do two readings of ordinance. This is what our charter says. So we adopt our budget and our tax rate by ordinance. So it will require two readings. So we initially were looking at the first reading of both on the 9th and the second reading on the 23rd. Our city attorney actually said we can dispense of those second readings on the 9th and then officially approve both that night. And that's his recommendation since the law only requires one time. But we would still be in compliance with our charter if we just dispense of the second reading.
Anybody else? Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
So now you may want to see if anyone from the audience wants to speak now.
Is there anybody here that would like to get up and speak regarding the proposed budget for 2021-2022 fiscal year? Going once. Okay. We will close this public hearing at 6:44. Okay. Opening 7A, discussion and possible action on budgets for fiscal year 2021-2022. In our packet
is no longer good.
This is different from what was posted in our packet. Okay, so this is
very slight difference.
Okay, so I just wanted to bring this to the attention. This is the reason why this was printed.
Right, is because we had to make a change and one.
Because we were going green.
To be able to have that. That's correct, but.
Once again.
Does it have a page 2?
No, ma'am. That's just this one sheet that I'm handing you right now.
Okay, this one isn't highlighted with the changes, so. Okay.
Right. And so, I'll explain that in the book.
Okay.
So, the highlighted one that you got your packet showed you the changes that we discussed at our last meeting where you had some recommendations. The copy you have tonight is no highlights because it would be a clean budget ready to adopt unless you make some last minute changes tonight. So, you can work from both if that's what you prefer. But at the last meeting, Councilmember Martin brought up looking at a 2% for a pay increase for employees. And then the mayor even said go back and also look at 1%. So I wanted to give this breakdown to kind of explain what was already in the budget and then what's in this draft now. And that's in the highlighted one as well. Initially, what we talked about was increasing the starting pay in all of the departments. And that was what we had budgeted for initially. Now, with going back and looking at 1% and 2%, we needed to look to make sure we still were at our minimum reserves, which has to be 4 months. Mm-hmm. So this current budget we have is at 4.29 months reserve. So we're in compliance there. But that only includes a 2% increase to all the additional employees who would not have gotten one because we were already increasing pay. Did not think it would be right to give those folks two pay increases in one school. And a lot of those percentages, all of those percentages exceed 2% significantly, the starting increases. So this breakdown shows you in every department where we are currently, hourly and annually, and where the proposed will go. So anyone who's not at that amount in those departments would go to that proposed rate October 1. And anyone who exceeds that rate right now will get 2% added to their current pay as this budget is wrapped in now.
Okay, so that's the way it is right now.
That hard copy you get.
And that keeps us at our 4 months. Okay.
Now, the one question that has come up is that we need to know, because, again, we've gone back and forth with different councils about whether or not we want pay to be across the board, or you want it to be merit-based, or how you want to do that. So is this, what we need to know is this 2% going to everybody October 1st, just across the board, or is it going to be tied to this annual evaluations that are actually being done this month for every employee?
I personally think it needs to be merit-based. Because, I mean, I look at it this way. In my current job, I have to make sure that I'm doing a good job all year long for me to expect a raise on my yearly review. And to me, that just gives an incentive for an employee to be mind conscious on doing a good job, so everybody would see that they're doing a good job to warrant the merit based, you know, incentive.
What did we get last year to the employees?
We didn't give anything last year.
Exactly. So, and the year before that was the merit based.
2% merit.
Huh? You know, when you're splitting the hair 2 to 1, it's really not a lot of money. And I doubt seriously, though, if there's a supervisor out there who would do that, because that would be an insult to split 2%. And not getting anything last year, really and truly, I feel like it should be across the board this time. Because, I mean, the employees that we have now are the ones that have stuck with us. And it annoys the crap out of me to see all these companies having to put out, we're going to give you $1,000, $300, $500 if you come to work for us. And the ones that have been toiling and carrying the load get slapped in the face. So, in my opinion, the ones that are here are our most loyal employees, and they should get 2% straight across the board.
Monique, is that 2% straight across the board already within this?
Yes, for those employees that weren't already getting an increase. And so, to give you like an exact number of those, you know, those folks, not necessarily who they are, but for example, by raising the pay, the starting pay, most of the employees were already handled through that. So, with the 2%, it would be 3 employees in admin, 9 employees in police, 4 employees in fire, and 1 court employee. It'd be none in animal services or parks because they're already would be going up with the starting pay increase. It would be both employees in streets and 4 of the employees in water. So those are the ones that the 2% would be allocated for. So, you know, for me, that's part of the challenge, in that some people are going to automatically get a raise if we move up,
right,
whereas the others won't get anything unless, right, you give them the 2% across the board. But it would also be with the understanding that that is it for the fiscal year budget-wise, so we did away with that, or we froze that step classification system, so we have to keep that in mind as well, is that if we do this, you know, to fund this, that means, you know, employee X gets that pay increase October 1, they can't come back in December and say, well, I just advanced to whatever certification and expect an additional pay increase because there will not be one budgeted for this year.
What if we do a 1% cost of living and 1% merit?
That's
still splitting.
It's
really not enough to.
I mean, it's an idea.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You're going to have some employees that are moving up that are going to be over 2%. And the ones that are getting 2% are just barely getting anything. So when these salaries move up, I've already calculated in there, it's 30-something employees, pretty close, 35?
Anyway, it'll be 55 employees October 1st.
Yeah, so, I mean, 2% on 55 is nothing. And to split it, I mean, again, you're getting people that are being bumped up way over 2% that are going to come up to that minimum salary now. So really, 2% for the ones that are there is 2%. And again, we didn't increase the insurance. We already talked about that. And if you put just 1% on one,
That's not going to do anything. No, 1%.
At least it's something.
You're 1% of $100.
The problem's been is that we didn't even give them anything last year.
Right.
Nothing
exactly.
Whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So you know, this time around, we could probably give them all across the board, and then next time around, then we can go back to the merit.
I mean, if I were going to do a merit, at least I would want 3% in there.
Right. I mean, like I said, they haven't gotten a raise in close to 2 years.
Well, we can't afford 3%.
No, I said if. But we can afford 2 because you're already looking at it built in.
Correct.
Mike's got something.
Go ahead, Mr. Martin.
Excuse me, Mayor. If any other circumstances, I would agree with you on a merit. But this is different times. We got law employees. I believe they all need a raise across the board. If we don't give it to them, we might lose what we got. You know, everybody deserves raises. If they don't deserve them, they shouldn't be here to begin with.
I agree.
And I believe our department heads are great. They do what's best for the city, and I think they all need raises across the board. That's all I got.
Can you explain, Monique, what you were talking about? You were saying, like, for instance, in December, if they got another certification or something, how that wouldn't. So what did you mean by that?
Well, because we froze the pay scale that had those steps on there, so that pay scale showed, I'll use, for example, police. If you were a basic police officer, you were at this pay, and then when you go to your intermediate, you go up to this pay, you go to advance, you go up to this pay. But because that was frozen, it wasn't funded, we're not using that at all. So if an officer gets this pay increase 10-1, and then in December they go to their next level of certification, there won't be a pay increase associated with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We need to go back at this next step needs to be revising a new pay scale to implement. But that's not what we would be doing for the start of the fiscal year.
Yeah. And that can be done next year, and then we can go back to the mayor.
Well, I wouldn't want to wait a whole year.
Well,
it needs to be done sooner, but it's just that once you do that, it's really complicated. It has to be able to sustain it and fund it every year. And really the way it should work is that every anniversary day combined with those steps, the person should go up. But we've not been able to afford to do that. So the way we were doing it before was not at every anniversary day, but it was at every promotion or certification increase.
Councilmember Street.
The steps were annual, okay? They didn't have to necessarily get another certification because every year they would get a little increase according to the paperwork you gave us.
But that's not how it was funded.
Right, but that's the paperwork that we got was every year it's a step increase regardless. If you stay a year, you get a bump of 50 cents or whatever per hour. But now that we're moving well, they froze that last year, so now that we're doing the step for the base pay, that won't be in effect.
So this would equal, that's my question. Okay.
Everybody will get a raise.
Everybody will, okay, they'll get.
In this particular instance, every employee would get a pay increase 10-1. Some would get 2% cost of living, and some will get an automatic increase because of the starting pay. And then that gives us the ability to hire people at a higher starting pay. So, for example, right now we're trying to hire people in public works, you know, at 10:30 an hour, we can't find anyone. When you tell them to pay, they say, no, thank you. So now we'll be able to tell them, so, okay, your starting pay would be $13 an hour. And if you have a license, a water license or CDL, then you have the ability to make $14.50.
Oh, okay. That was my concern. I was worried. I didn't want anybody to be if we did this, it wouldn't be like backstepping, you know.
Oh,
okay.
No,
okay. Okay. So I definitely agree 2%. I think 2%. I mean, like Councilman Grant, Martin, and Salazar are saying, this has been, I mean, last year is tough for everybody. It's still tough for everybody right now. And then again, you know, the cost of living is going up no matter what's happening in the world. Unfortunately, that's just the way it goes. So I definitely think 2%, I'm for that.
Is there any more discussion? Monique, since the budget the way it is already configured in with the 2%, so do we have to vote on it?
No, I just need a consensus tonight that we're comfortable with that. And my biggest question was is that going to just be considered a cost of living adjustment? Because when we do bills pay increases, we have to document what it's for. So this year is just going to be October 1st. Every employee, I'll do a pay increase sheet. They're getting 2% cost of living, or they're getting
merit.
The starting pay increase.
Okay, so is everybody in agreement with?
I'm going to ask you real quick. That includes the staff, correct?
No.
No.
Department heads are all included.
Yes, it's every employee.
I'll do that.
Yes, it's every employee. So is everybody in agreement that we're going to call this a cost of living 2%?
Yes.
There you go.
Fill in the blanks, my dear. Please.
Okay. Okay. Moving on to 8A, discussion and direction on the usage of American Rescue Plan Act funding. Everybody has a printout that Monique gave us on proposed projects for this money to where it should be, it could be applied to. Monique, do you want to take this?
That would have to be contracted out. It's a very big, extensive project. So really that can come out of this budget and go into next fiscal year. And it is an expense that you can use because anything that affects your public drinking water system or safety for the residents qualifies. And then we added estimate for the pump because he had said between $50,000 and $70,000 for the pump. So that's how we got to $200,000.
But that rolls over because of the fact of the timing.
Right, the money in the current budget, yeah, it'll stay in the reserve, okay. Or we can take it out and we can amend our budget. Okay. Then the website improvements. So right now, you know, Vehicle Engineering is doing our AWIA risk and resiliency assessment, and I've been reading that assessment, and they've identified some things that need to be improved at our well site for safety and security purposes. So they would like to see some of the coordinator buildings and the, what's the other one? What's the other building?
For the coordinator?
The other building.
Oh, the other building being one of the pumps themselves covered.
Pump building. So they'd like to see those in a more secure buildings. And then they also talk about really needing to install a security system around the fencing or a more secure system. We don't have an estimate on that, but the $80,000 would be for the coordinator room and the pump rooms at both facilities, both well sites. And then we're trying to get some quotes this week on the security system. So we know our first year allocation is only $1 million, I think, and $80. So this exceeds that. I'm not saying we have to do all of these things, but these are just some projects that we know we need, and this would be the money to do it.
Didn't we talk about...
Oh. I have a question. So within the budget that you handed us tonight, I'm seeing that these under capital outlay, I'm seeing these projects. So are we already assuming that using with these numbers, are we already using the money that we are going to be receiving for the American Rescue?
No. So in this budget, what you see is strictly coming, when you look at the water fund budget, that's okay. Strictly
okay.
If you decide to move, like for example, kind of the Athens sewer will run in, if you pull that out of the budget and use the American Rescue money for that, that increases your water fund reserve. And then we'll still put it back in because we have the line item listed for American Rescue Plan expenses, but we would put them all there in that one line item.
Okay,
so that would be extra money.
So basically, if we use the American Rescue Plans, it would free up this money. Okay. I just wanted to make that clear to everybody that that would be...
Yeah, so that would be your fire hydrants, the well pump. So you've got
three items you could put it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Councilmember Salazar.
Yeah, weren't we talking about adding one of the projects that would be over here on Seguin Road where Ackerman crosses that we're... at least going to do the intersection?
Yeah, and I believe we did. We left that as a street budget.
Okay. I wasn't clear on where that money could come from, if it could come from.
Yeah, it's not qualified for American Rescue money because street infrastructure does not qualify.
Okay.
But we do have that. Yeah, that's in the street budget under that HB 445 street reconstruction, that $40,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just being clear.
Is there anything else?
Are you asking us to choose this and come up with $1,080,000 worth, or?
Yeah, I mean, that would be ideal.
Do you want us to do that right now?
Since we know the money is coming soon, for you all to determine on these projects so that we can, once we get it, start moving forward on those projects. I mean, I know we have until December 31st, 2024 to spend all of the money. First
half this year and
the second half 12 months after the first
deposit.
So that's what we're looking at. What do
you want to
do with just this first portion right now?
That's what, $500,000 is right?
No, it's $1 million.
Because
we're entitled to
$2.1 million. I thought they were divided into two payments.
They are. We get one in 14 days.
Right.
And then we get the other payment a year after.
Right, so that's $500,000.
No.
No. We're getting $1 million.
Yeah. Our total allocation is 2.1.
That's what I wanted. I thought it was a million.
2.1.
Initially, we were told it was 1.9.
That's what 1.9 is what I'm thinking about.
And it increased. And what we figured out was they did it by population. So you get, what's the number? $247 per person in your city.
I want my money.
And that's what you get.
I want my money.
What happened?
Yard flooding. Wait. Okay, so those three that are have to do with the water are about 450,000. So if we used, we could use that money for that for the water and the wells.
That's one. 74,000. 1,074,000, which is just under the 180,000.
That's what it adds up to, right? Those three projects add up to 450,000, right?
When he's done, I'm going to.
If we didn't take that out of the water, talking about the fire hydrants, well site,
and well site,
and the well site improvements add up to about 450,000, right? And if it does, we could use that aid money for that, and that other money would stay back to the water department.
Yeah, that's right. That's 450.
In the current budget, what they're showing already on the capital.
I'm just looking at the figures you gave us on this sheet right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's 450,000.
So that money could be used for that, right? And it would free up that much money back into the water department.
Councilmember Street.
If you add the Ackerman Project, Gaiety, Hickory Hill, and the fire hydrants, you get 874,000. Then if you add the well 3 repairs at 200, that gives you 1,074,000, which is right underneath the total they're going to give us this year.
Well, but what I'm saying is
that would they offset.
Well, no, I understand that, but there's certain things in the water department we can't use money for.
No, anything in the water department.
The fire hydrants and the two wells come out of the water, right?
Well, it's all coming out of the water.
Yeah.
Water and sewer is covered by ARP.
And which ones were you looking at again?
Well, they're all the ones that were on the wish list. The Ackerman Project at 283,000, Gaiety at 362,000, Hickory Hill at 59, and then the fire hydrants at 170 comes to 874,000. We're getting 1,080,000.
Right,
so
underneath.
If you add the well 3 repairs in there at 200,000 estimated, that comes to 1,074,000. So
that's
it's right underneath.
Right underneath what we
yeah.
get.
Yeah. So that leaves us with some change.
Yes.
With the whatever we'd be swapping
we'll
out.
So that would leave out
it
the
would.
Improvements.
It would.
The what?
It would leave
the
out the improvements.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
But yeah, so if we took that money and use it toward that, it frees up the other money in the water fund to where we could do the well site improvements.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm good with that. Councilmember Mark.
I got a question. Monique, it said here about essential workers, if you give money to essential workers. How many essential workers do you think we have? Right, and
so
public works, right?
Come October 1, there'll be 15 in fire, 15 on shift, people in fire, and you're going to have, about 19? No, just the people who have officers, don't count the office staff. So you got.
No, that's 19, you know, with reserves.
19 with the reserves?
What I'm getting at, can we take some of this money and pay those essential workers for what they've done during this COVID period? And
yes.
You know, I'm just going to throw a number out there. How about we give them each $2,000 a piece?
Yeah, I mean that's something to consider. And I've been talking to the city attorney about how do you do that, and we've not figured that out yet. We don't know if because one of the rules says they have to have worked during the pandemic between January of 2020 and current.
I would call it a hazard pay, is what I would.
Yeah. Well,
call
then the other thing says you have to have had 50% of your work COVID related. So the challenge we have right now is to determine which of those rules really applies.
Okay.
And how do you prove that somebody worked 50% COVID related because we've not tracked, like, you know, oh, they went out on this many COVID laws. And the other issue was, do you give it something in a lump sum? If they're still here, once the money comes, because of course we're downsizing and fired, so we know most of the people who work during that time, they're not even going to be here during come October 1. I mean, and we definitely want to use it for essential pay if we can. We just don't have an immediate determination of how that works. If you want to set aside a certain dollar amount for us to just hold on to until we figure that out, we can.
I mean, it's just a thought, a suggestion, you know.
I like that idea, too.
But can't our fire department, can't they determine how many EMS calls that they went on that were COVID-related, William?
Yes, ma'am. I've tried that since the beginning.
And when our EMS rolls out to a resident, isn't an officer in tow majority of the time? So if the EMS shows up and an officer also shows up, isn't that on record as well?
And but Public Works aren't involved with that? Public Works wouldn't be involved in that?
No, it says detention officers, first responders, public safety,
okay.
Medical workers.
Well, why don't, like Mike said, why don't we just put it aside?
Yeah.
Until we could figure it out.
Okay.
You know.
I guess we would look at who worked here during that time, that's still here at the time. And then you'd have to decide, do you want to give them something in a lump sum, or do you want to spread it out over the next, the going forward paychecks as an incentive for people to stay.
Well, correct. I don't think exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Right.
That's a good point. But they also have to realize that they're going to have to pay taxes on the money they get as well.
Yeah.
Because like any time you get a bonus, you still have to pay taxes out of that.
Exactly.
So if you give them a lump sum of $2,000, it's really not $2,000.
Yeah, there's still
but if you spread it out, it'll probably be a
whole lot better.
I think
it should be spread out.
Yeah.
It would be less painful for
For the taxes.
Let me ask you this question real quick. You have an officer that is eligible and is drawing, and say he's 6 months in. So we spread out over a year. So he's going to be 6 months in, and then he gives notice. How do you going to give him the remainder in the lump?
I think you should.
I think it's forfeited.
Well, I mean, if you set up a bonus, you'd have got it over done.
Right. I mean,
it's not a bonus.
It's premium pay for the time they were doing COVID.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
So if he leaves, he should get it.
Exactly.
He should get it.
And I agree with that. And I'm just throwing these things out because there's some things that we were talking about other cities. So then, what about the employee who is already leaving? Like, we got 7 employees going in from fire going to work for the ESD.
Right.
They all worked during that time. Come 10-1, by the time, you know, we got that money, they won't be here anymore. Do you write them a check for them to take with them?
I think most definitely.
I think so.
Well, the thing is this, if we're going to make that exception, and here's the point. This is one of those things that it's retro because they've already worked this. They've already exposed themselves to everything. So I think that if you're going to come up with a number, an aggregate number, and then multiply it by whatever amount of money, then you're going to have to put that aside, figure out which rule applies, and how we're going to define it. And then, if you work through COVID, you were in all this stuff.
Yeah.
If it's going to be for COVID, however you want to say it, other than bonus, I get it, whatever blank word you want to use, the people that were on the front lines are the ones that should get paid.
Yeah. That's
and
why.
They should get all of it.
Monique, have any other cities decided what they're going to do?
No, they're all trying to toss around those same, you know, ideas. I have talked to, you know, one that said they've set aside the amount they know they're going to give each person. They just haven't decided if they're going to spread it out or if they're going to give it in a lump sum.
Okay.
So I am in agreement with setting an amount aside. Would it be feasible to leave it up to the certain employees if they want it paid out, or do they want it in a lump sum?
It's not going to be one way or the other.
Yeah. I think we ought to give it a lump sum.
Well, I think the most logical thing, honestly, because it would be a hit, say we do it for 12 months. That's pretty much a year. If an employee leaves within that amount of time, whatever he's got left, he draws that paycheck. Right.
But we don't want an employee leaving just so he can draw that money.
No.
I think it's more.
It would be easier.
I think it would be easier as a lump sum.
Yes.
And it's over and done with. We don't have to worry about it. And if an employee quits,
I got you.
Tina doesn't have to figure out how much to cut them a check for.
Well,
lump sum.
And then not only that, but if they decide to leave, then it's a done deal. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, Tina, I got you. I got you. Yeah. What you're saying is just one shot, one time.
I think that'd be the best.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Let's stop beating a dead horse. We've all decided one lump sum.
Well, we've got to decide
that's what I just said. I was getting to it.
Yeah.
Don't stop me. I'm getting there. Okay. So we need to decide how much we want to give each employee. How many employees are we talking about? We got 19 police. How many fire do we have?
15. 16 with the chief, probably.
Oh, no, wait a minute, though, guys. This is only for people that were in the COVID. We've got some people that... So you got to understand that. That's what she's got to do.
18 and 25 and fire.
You see it?
It would be 18
and 43 total.
25
and
fire.
Okay, it's 43. 43, yeah.
80-something
thousand. Well, you're talking about almost 90,000.
So we put 100,000 aside.
You just read my mind.
We're covered.
Ding.
There you go.
Council Member Street gets the ding dong. Okay.
A ding dong.
Can I ask a question?
Of course you can.
Lieutenant, did you have something you wanted to say?
Okay.
Well, I thought I saw you shaking your head. I didn't know if it was good or no. Or
no, I do that. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. So then we have just 950,000 to play with the sewer.
Right.
Thereabouts. Mm-hmm. So we just take the well 3 repairs off, and we're at 874,000.
Yeah, but Monique said we wouldn't do in well 3 this year anyway.
No, we're going to do it on the next fiscal year, which is when we're going to use this money.
That way, we'll have it rolls over.
I got you.
And then we'll have plenty of money in the water fund to take care of that.
And so, Monique, does this include dispatch?
No. Nope, because they're not going out and dealing with COVID.
Yeah, they're not in contact with COVID.
They're on the street.
I thought that's why I asked. I thought Public Works would be involved because they're out on the street. But they're not, I understand.
And there's no way in any of this rescue plan that those workers, dispatch, could be included.
No.
The reason why I'm asking, because they're still considered to me that they're essential workers, yeah. Technically.
And for me, to be honest, if we look at municipalities everywhere, most people were closed down to the public and they have in-person meetings for a year to a year and a half. The city of Kirby closed for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We worked every day. Every single employee worked every day and worked harder than they ever had to due to COVID.
Exactly.
Especially, I feel like it should have applied to every employee that really worked, like we were open working.
Right.
But it doesn't. It's a specific definition that talks about health care, EMS.
what they're trying to do, they're defining the people that actually had were right there with COVID people.
I understand that, but I'm just saying from a perspective of knowing dispatchers and...
Well, knowing that and everybody that, else that, did work.
That they, well, yeah, and dispatchers also, I mean, I understand, yes, like, you know, for EMS and fire, you're like, yes, you're going right out there. PD, you're going right out there. But don't forget, the dispatchers are very, very crucial and vital and very important. So I'm just kind of concerned that we're leaving them out, because you got to think about it. They're taking the calls every day. You know how mentally draining that is?
Well, there's one thing, though, dude. You got to stick to what the rules are.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying that we're giving 2,000 to PD and fire because of COVID related, but they were right there in the fray with them. That's their brother and sister, too. I'm just saying.
But it's unfortunate that the rules are not saying that.
No, I understand. Yeah. I just want to make it clear that, you know,
yeah.
I don't know how many dispatchers we have.
Else.
Exactly. And I feel terrible that we're about to give 2,000 to, and these other ones aren't getting anything.
So what are you saying? Not give it to nobody?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, is there any...
She's just making it known.
I know.
Just making it
known. I feel with her.
Because nobody's mentioning them, so I'm saying, is there no way we can do anything for them?
Let me ask you this, Monique. This money, this American Rescue Plan is putting in, and we're pulling money out. Say the water fund. You know what I'm going to ask. Can we take some of that money out of that water fund and pay, give everybody $2,000?
No.
Nope.
That's why I ask.
Pay bonuses.
Right. Now, I wanted to consider this hazardous pay.
But just remember, when we get audited,
yeah,
you got to have that line that says why.
Well, that's why I ask.
And then you got to have, and then what that does, that line tracks it back to where it came from.
Yep.
And that's the rule. And, you know, like, I understand we've gone through this before in some other situations where, you know, what's I think is the most annoying about this is the fact is they come up with these brilliant ideas after the fact. Then after they come up with the money, then they come up with the rules after the fact.
Yeah.
And to me, they're not thought through entirely. But you have to do what you have to do, unfortunately. And I don't really particularly care for it either. But
I'll do some additional.
But we have some proof in their
crew.
Well, we have a timeline. We don't have a timeline to do this, right? So the city
you have
till 2024.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you is, if maybe somebody will come up with a creative way, because we may be not the only ones thinking about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
how many dispatchers do we have?
Four, five, six.
Six, I think.
Okay, so we have six dispatchers. I believe, just on a side note, just saying, I believe we can find some way to give them some money.
Well, we're giving them a raise already. 2%
plus. Well, you're giving all the other ones a raise, too.
That's right.
Right?
Okay, so let's rein this back in and get back to the task at hand. So we're looking at the Ackerman Road Sewer, the Hickory Hill Sewer Rehab, the Gaiety Lane, and the fire hydrants, and the well site number 3, with putting 100,000 back.
No, we can't do well 3 if we do the 100,000.
Well, we got to do well. You have to put that well back online.
Well, we can do it with water fund money. We just can't do it with the air.
Right, and it isn't that the one that's not going to be done this fiscal year?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're.
Well, I'm talking about this fiscal year. I'm talking about right now, ending September 30th.
Yeah. Well, we can roll that money over.
Yeah.
Right. We have allotted for it.
But the part of that, let's go back. 170,000 is the real figure. And then it's the additional that's going to go into the next budget after this one.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is right now we're trying to figure out where we want this first payment of American Rescue Funds to go to. We can always move it around.
later when it actually comes in, but we've already got well site pump number 3 money in our budget.
I think you need to do the top 4 on that list.
I agree. With the 100,000 for the... Did you just raise your hand? I'm so proud of you.
But remember what Mike said, that they haven't... If we don't do these fire hydrants like now, they could walk in and nail our footsteps.
But that's one of the ones that I said.
I thought you said the top 4.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
Jesus. You said it, not me.
I know.
Okay, top four. Everybody in agreement with doing the top 4 with putting $100,000 back for our employees? Councilmember Salazar.
I was just raising my hand, yes.
Say what?
For fire and police?
Yes.
And also for the animal control.
Because would the police have reserves, paid reserves?
Because once we get the total number of people, then we'll know how many times 2,000.
Yeah.
This is just ballparking it for now because we're not at the total amount we're going to get yet anyway for spending.
Yeah, like Councilmember Street said, we're ballparking this. Once we get the numbers in or whatever, we might take, 80,000 divide... What? Correct. And then we do 40 employees divide that within, yeah.
Also, I just want to keep in mind that just because this money is here, I mean, we have, you said we had a year, right? So if something comes up, I just feel like.
Nothing is locked in stone.
That we're just ready to. Spend, but we don't have to spend right away. I'm just putting that out there.
Councilmember Martin.
Yes, ma'am. Most of this money's already been budgeted. We're just paying for it with American Rescue money and pulling that other money back. So we'll have money
it'll
to go
back into the water.
I'm not sure if you're understanding that, Janisha. That's why.
No, I get that. I mean, I see the on here. I see that. But I'm just saying that. Other things might come up.
But there's other things we may not be able to spend that money on.
But that money we're pulling back, we can use on that. Other things that come
up. These are the items that we can spend with the American Rescue Plan.
Councilmember Street.
At this point, we're planning the Ackerman Road sewer, right? And that would be the first thing that probably comes up to be done, or at least probably. So I think we need to go ahead and designate for sure that we're going to use this money for Ackerman. That way we don't have to worry about the budget because we're over budget on that. If it came back proposed higher than we had budgeted for. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So if we can go ahead and designate Ackerman because we know that's going to get done now because they're already getting ready to do the road. So... then we can start playing with the rest of it as we need to.
Well, not the way y'all are doing it.
Well, we're not spending it yet. We're just putting it on the list.
Putting it on the list to spend it. Y'all are ready to sign it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You're going to.
Yes, and the fire hydrants.
Exactly.
The fire hydrants for sure.
We'll put the other 2 items back into the water fund budget.
So right now, I mean, if I think I know what you're thinking about. The things we have to do beyond a shadow of a doubt, there's 2 things on this list that we have to do. That's the fire hydrants and Ackerman Road sewer.
Right.
Okay. So that would leave, because none of this can ever go to the general fund. It's got to go back to water, correct?
Correct.
That's what I thought when I read it.
Yeah.
Okay. So based on that, well,
it's the top four.
I just know I'm just trying. Well, I would like to do the top four. I got no problem with that. If we can do the top four and then reimburse, then that puts that money back. And that we can hold for another day. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So that would be what? What
which
are the
one
top four?
What
the
405.
60.
Who are you leaving out?
We're going to be.
Yeah.
These.
Right
these this one and this one would be.
Yeah.
This one will come in.
Yeah, it is. Friday is closer to five.
That sense
that
of project.
And that
okay.
We need those
now. Okay.
Yeah. So that would go back into the waterfront and be holding in the waterfront, correct?
Yes.
To the water general. The water fund.
What I first asked her when I was asking her about this
couple
of projects.
Even though we have it funded already, we can work on it right now.
So we're spending the money that's coming in to offset what we go out.
Correct.
So it's a wash.
Okay. Yes.
I never say that word right, and I don't care. Mm-hmm. I say it that way, and that's the way it is. It's long.
I know what you're saying. You think we're going to have to waste all our money the first time we get it.
So Ackerman and the fire hydrants are number one and two then?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Works for me. We can say go on October 1st with them.
Yes,
yeah. So I mean... Yeah. So are we saying that we don't want to do?
No, we're just saying we're for sure doing those two right now.
That's what you're saying in order.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Ackerman's already going. It's already moving.
Then that needs to be
so
on top.
We need to be.
That's number one.
We
yeah.
need to
well,
fund
I
that
to
so
two.
That gets taken
and,
care of.
Well, So my consensus is, let's just go ahead and do the top four. And then Monique and the department head can determine what they need to do because that's their job of the importance of the project, which we already know that it's Ackerman Road and the fire hydrants. We all know that that needs to be done first. And that's part of their job is to prioritize projects. Is it not, Monique?
Yes.
Okay. Councilmember Grant.
If we do the top four then.
And 100,000.
So we have enough, and we have quite a bit of change left over from what we're getting now, correct?
Right. This is what needs to happen. Unless we can create a separate budget, that's something that I've been thinking about since I've been sitting here that I would prefer. We can do that.
Okay.
Is to take this money out of this budget and create a separate
Hello.
Budget.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if we can do that. It'd be easier. But if we can't, then what we'll do is we're going to take this 874349 and on your budget waterfront where you have the ARPA revenue, we're going to list that dollar amount.
Right.
And we're going to list it under the ARPA expenses. Mm-hmm. And then we can just break out each project. So you'll know what those are.
So you have a line item and a sub.
Then we're going to take the remaining balance and we're going to put it in a general fund ARPA
for
revenue
that.
And expenses. Because that's what you're sitting aside right now.
Right.
For essential pay.
Correct.
Right. Hello. If we can't create a separate budget. But again, if we can,
we'll leave that up to you.
Well, if you've got one main line item and four or whatever the subs are, yeah. It's one, yeah, that'll be a line
item.
But
Mayor, you were saying just let us do the first four. Say,
yes.
Do the first four and
the
they
first
can decide
four
whatever
and
they want
to do. And set aside 100,000,
okay.
Call it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
with the rest of the money later.
Exactly.
Okay. I agree.
We're
I feel
over,
like I'm a broken
we're
record.
We're overreaching the issue. The top four is what needs to
exactly.
go.
Top four, it's a board.
Okay, so are we all in agreement with doing the top four and setting $100,000 aside?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Is that all you needed, Monique?
Yes.
Thank you. Nine, adjourned.
There's time to go to the bar.
Good.